Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Soffit Tov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. Welcome to the Soffit Tov Radio Show, Wednesday, March 9th, 2011. I'm here in the Soffit Tov Studios in sunny Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine. We warmly invite you to call into the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in, you want to participate actively, press 1. It's your chance to get some on-the-spot coaching on any issue or area of your life, or write to us on the Blog Talk chat. Welcome to the Soffit Tov Radio Show. I've looked a bit at some news headlines, and anyone who has can see there's just a whole theme of revolution going on, a whole theme of revolution. Our emphasis is also revolution, revolution in consciousness. That's our focus, tends to be our focus. We've talked about micro, meso, and macro applications. We can look at the political realm or business corporations, and we can look at community development, and government, and I do find that all fascinating. And it's that whether it's a community or a corporation or an agency or a government, society, a nation, it's made up of individuals, and individuals possess consciousness. And the spiritual principle we focus is how things go from the subtle platform to the external platform. Subtle could be thought, emotion. Emotion drives things. We can think of emotion as energy in motion. Emotion drives things. And the most subtle platform is the platform of consciousness. Consciousness is a symptom. It's a characteristic of spirit, of soul, of spirit soul. And so whatever's going on in the world, in our lives, it's a reflection of our consciousness or group consciousness. And we're interested in revolutions in consciousness. Sometimes they can be quite sudden breakthrough revolutions. Sometimes they can be revolutions through gradual process. We say, Soffit Tov Radio Show, Soffit Tov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We speak a lot about a process of self-realization, a science of self-realization, which sometimes manifests gradually, sometimes apparently all of a sudden. Although even if it's all of a sudden breakthrough revolution in consciousness, that could be because we've prepared the ground, we've prepared the soil to create that shift in consciousness from maybe manipulation to full participation, giving 100% rather than manipulating. It could be a shift in consciousness from hiding behind judgments to giving full effort to understand, making that distinction between understanding and agreement. Shift in consciousness from living from fear to living from courage, living from force and obligation to living from inspiration. Shift in consciousness from reacting to responding. That for me, Marie, that points to real freedom. That points to real freedom. Because look, even if we have the president we want or the dictator we want or the type of governmental system we want, or the organizational structure we say we want, that we can look at how free are we to truly respond rather than just to react. Let's say, whatever's going on, governmentally, communally, organizationally. Let's say I have a whole pot of really tasty food in front of my face. And so how free am I? How free am I to stop eating when it's enough? And how much am I in control of, to what extent are my senses controlling me? Sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of sound. To what extent is an ideology controlling me, and to what extent am I genuinely choosing it? We're looking at real freedom here. It's a expression, fairly well-known expression, that the richest is not he who has the most, rather it is he who needs the least. So for me, that points to real freedom. That points to real freedom. And freedom, that's when I look at the headlines about revolution, and we understand there's a lot of pain and human suffering and celebration and misery and hostility, and there's torment. And it's like, there's a quest for freedom, that natural, the spirit, the human's quest for autonomy and freedom. And we're looking at what is real freedom, and what is just replacing the old boss with a new boss with no intrinsic shift.
Thank you, David, for this film. I know often I meditate on that, like social activists making social change. And I grew up like I'm French, and so everybody can tell by now. And I grew up.
You're French.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in a country where everybody is in constant like upheaval or revolution or striking or putting things upside down. It's like a constant way of being, and I can see that in myself, that it's part of my conditioning, part of what I grew up with, and definitely I can be rebellious, and I'm sure you know that, David. At the same time, like you said, social change or social revolution, it doesn't really create the real change. It doesn't, and I've seen that so many times. And what I see does create the real change is when each person takes responsibility to change themselves. And what I found interesting is that in my experience of the world is that the more people are strong into social change, the less they are inclined to really look at the individual change, or and that there is that balance. And also, there was speaking with you about, I was looking like you at the headline and what's happening in the Middle East and in Arab country right now, and there is some joy about it, that people taking a stand for what they want and being assertive, and at the same time, there is a sadness there for me, because if we look at the history of the world, revolution didn't really, always bring like a better situation, like in France, killing the queen and the king of France, then Napoleon Bonaparte came and he was quite a dictator. Or In Iran, I remember that revolution. It's the same thing. Things didn't get better. It kind of got worse. And again, it led me to think again about that revolution of consciousness that you're speaking about. Without that revolution of consciousness, it's just like, it's just other zeros, one zeros after another, and maybe the illusion of change, but no real, any real change taking place.
Well spoken from a true French revolutionary. Yes. So we talk about the one in front of the zeros. That if that consciousness isn't changed, the consciousness isn't changed, then we're going to create the same thing. Was it Albert Einstein said something to the effect of the mindset or consciousness that created a problem won't be able to solve it or resolve it. That's where we endeavor to focus in the self-atope programs. It's the consciousness. Consciousness means spirit. Consciousness means spirit. Some might contest that. But it's not been done yet that matter has been combined to create consciousness. So consciousness, like we're sitting indoors right now here in the beautiful Sofitove studios. But we can see the leaves are moving. So what's that mean? It means there's wind. The leaves are moving. It's a symptom of the wind. So consciousness is a symptom of the soul. It's a symptom of spirit. Wherever we see consciousness, we can see symptoms. The consciousness is there in animals and plants. There's growth. And there's the eating, sleeping, mating, defending activities. So that's a consciousness, symptom of spirit. Yeah. You're listening to the Sofitove Radio Show. I'm here in the Sofitove Studios with Marie Glashine. And the topic today is revolution.
We have a comment on chat from David Rosenthal. He says, for him, real freedom can imply that I can meditate and choose without people trying to implicate me in their mental coagulations and conventionalism. So I just try to accept myself.
Thank you for that comment, David. Thank you for that comment. Yes. Yeah, thank you for a comment. Yes, that we get to take a look at to what extent are we just conventionally doing what we did today because we did it yesterday and we did it the day before and my father and his father did it. And to what extent are we doing what we're doing today? Because I'm consciously choosing it. And that, I like that word meditation. And that requires a self-reflection. We're not necessarily talking about cloistering ourselves away for 8 years or something, but living a life of contemplation. Also, what comes to me, Marie, in hearing David's comment, is that, and this I think relates to your the French Revolutionary culture you mentioned a bit, that oftentimes in the nonconformists, I see just like the most bland conformity you can possibly imagine. So that's just one thing that came to me. So not that, oh, let's be conformist. No, let's be nonconformist. But once we think in that way, we're kind of in reactivity. We're externally based, and we're not living a life of conscious reflection from which authentic response emanates. And so that's definitely I've seen that so often the nonconformists impress me as dedicated to almost mindless conformity. So, we'd love to hear from our listeners. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call in, you want to participate in the show, press 1. We're glad to hear your opinions, challenges. Maybe there's some issue related to what we're talking about you'd like to get some coaching on. Share your agreements, disagreements. Also, we encourage our listeners, visit the Sofitove website. That's www.sofitove.com. I'll spell Sofitove for our new listeners. S as in Stephen A. T. Thomas, V. Victor A. T. Thomas O. V. Victor E. Sofitove.com. There, in the library section, there's many videos, articles, radio show links, audio clips, where you get to learn about, discover, integrate, hear about transformative communication. spiritually based personal and group transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. This is the Safatov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Thanks for being with us. And thank you, David, for writing in on the chat, write in on the Blog Talk chat. We'll be glad to hear from you through the phone or Skype or the Blog Talk chat.
I like that principle of responding and reacting. And this morning I had a letter from a client. You know, I do a lot, part of the coaching that I do, there is a lot of email coaching. And this client, she was writing about, looking, in our last coaching session, we spoke about history-driven life, as opposed to commitment-driven life. And she just realized how it's landing for her, that concept of history-driven life. And it was landing in a way that she was just speaking about, like she had a situation, and she could see, like, okay, in the past, in that situation, here is how I will react. And I will just react. And it will not be something that will come from a choice, it will just be coming from my history, from my conditioning, from my triggers inside. And then because of that discussion, she looked like, okay, yeah, that's how I would respond from my history. And now what would that look to be commitment-driven? Commitment, like, meaning like, okay, I looking at what she wants to create, what the experience she wants to create in her life. And then she could see that responding to that situation from a commitment-driven life will take a completely different form. And for her, it made a difference. It made a difference to look at, yeah, I do have choices. I do. I don't need to. My history, like sometimes you say, history doesn't equal destiny.
Yes, yes. Thanks for that, Marie. Yeah. Responsiveness, reactivity. Important distinction there related to conscious living, history-driven, commitment-driven. History-driven is that's that reactivity. This is the way I'm conditioned to respond, with bitterness or with resignation. Yes. So often in being commitment-driven, I know for myself, that moves me, practically forces me to connect with conscious choice, whether it's commitment-driven, here's the results I'm dedicated to in my health. So that moves me to be more disciplined, commits the results I'm committed to in my relationship. That moves me to be more deeply empathic. Who do we have on the line, Marie?
I don't know. We have a caller online, area code 386. Caller, you are breathing to the call now. If you can set your name and where you're calling from.
This is Rasa Rasika.
Rasa Rasika, welcome.
So I didn't hear everything from the beginning, but when you say revolution, French Revolution, just the word revolution makes me become revolutionary.
It makes you become revolutionary. Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be very revolutionary.
Okay.
So you were revolting and rebelling.
You were a protester against something or other.
Yeah. I used to be the ones that go to the streets in my country and throw rocks to the cops.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And I think that was kind of extreme. But it was a way to show my war, to express my discontent to the system.
Yes.
And I feel that, you know, I moved my life through it with revolution. And
yeah.
I feel that it will be it has to be a balance. It must be a balance between revolution, personal revolution, discontent.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching other people to be revolutionary To be strong. Keep maintaining my strength.
Okay, to be a balance between which elements? I'd like to understand this more. A balance between what?
Between the character of being revolutionary, my revolution with myself. I was very discontent to authority.
Yes.
So I become very, how you say the word, upset about.
You were upset, you were angry, you were bitter, you rebelled against authority, you were upset about it.
Yeah, I was very upset about the things that were happening in the country. And we were going to protest, simply saying, we don't like this, we don't want this.
Yes.
And the balance I'm looking for balance, since things have changed. It has to be a balance and that revolutionary character.
Yes.
In life. You know.
Okay. Right. Okay, so it sounds like your revolutionary times, that they represent a spirit that's full of life and vibrance, and there's a lot that's healthy there. At the same time, there are some parts of when you were younger and you were actually doing protest and revolution and even engaged in some violent expression. There are some parts of that that you regret. They were not fully balanced. At the same time, there's something about that that reflects something about the spirit that's wonderful.
I love that spirit of revolution. I really like it. But I feel that I have maintained my revolutionary spirit. And
yes.
I have kept it with me, and I have misguided in my life. Like, I still not very pleased with things. And
yes.
I want to argue with this, and I don't want this, and I want to do this way, you know? And I'm looking for the balance in that.
I hear that. Yeah, you don't want to misdirect your revolutionary spirit. At the same time, you don't want to squelch it and crush it, because there's something precious. There's something precious there. So what I'm hearing, Rasa Rasika, is your challenge and opportunity is to consciously utilize your revolutionary, vibrant revolutionary spirit in a way that's fulfilling and life enriching for you and everyone around you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
the balance.
I want to teach. That's what I want to teach. I want to teach my kids and myself to be revolutionary, to enjoy that. But having a balance and a respect to everyone, to myself.
Mm. Yes. So that kind of speaking up and asserting yourself boldly and powerfully, even in revolutionary ways, when you sense that there's some deviance or hypocrisy, whether it's in yourself or others, and at the same time doing it in a way that's genuinely not intended to damage or hurt, that it's genuinely intended to heal and for growth, and out of a place of compassion, that you're not a passive doormat, neither are you a belligerent, violent violent person who just gives poison to the world.
Yeah, exactly that. That's what I'm looking for, that balance.
And let's say in the next 24 hours, Rasa Rasika, in the next 24 hours, till 1:30 Eastern tomorrow. What's one thing you could do to move towards that balance? I put you on the spot.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did get me there. place to have a balance.
Yeah, I'm just because I'm really appreciating your contribution to this show, and I want this to be as practically valuable for you as possible. And so I'm asking you, you don't have to answer, but I'm asking you to consider what's one thing you could do to move towards balance in the next 24 hours. And it might be something apparently small, but something that would make a difference in your experience of life. Yeah,
I like that. I want to do it. A little thing, but I will do it.
Okay. I hear your determination. Would you like to share here what that thing will be, or is it something that you know you're going to consider it and you're going to do it in the next 24 hours, but you're thinking about it now and you're not ready to share it here?
I'm kind of thinking about it, and I want to think about that. I want to do it right.
All right. So you're thinking about what it's going to be. And you're clear that within 24 hours, you're going to do something solid and concrete that will move your life towards balance.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And after the 24 hours, if you'd like to send me an email to confirm that you've done it, I welcome you to do so.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Russ Ruska. Thank you for participating in the Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's thank you. Thank you, Russell Ruska. And it seems that the balance there, the balance of stepping out of reactivity and taking a stand without any attachment, without... like we take a stand in our truth, in really being in our integrity without compromising, and from a place of health, and wanting to, with the goal of making a difference, with the goal of adding to the world, or instead of becoming a problem. And there is a comment that I found also interesting in that direction from Green Girl on the chat, on the Blog Talk radio chat. She said, exactly, a balance between personal and social revolution. As a previous and now a sabbatical activist, I learned the importance of the balance. I learned after I crashed and burned on a very long and challenging project that my spiritual health was missing, that my activism was mostly a reacting, not as much with witnessing and standing back as I would do now. And she said, she was listening to the topic with our guests speaking. She said, I love it. This topic and balance David is discussing is so important, missing almost in many revolutionary people trying genuinely to make healing change. Balance for me means taking more time for spiritual development, creating the mind, opening the heart. Sometimes our choice, our challenges, asking us to consider conscience, particularly in revolution.
Thank you, Green Girl. Thank you for your realized wisdom of social activity, social activist, which can sometimes be social reactivist if it doesn't have that spiritual core. Thank you, Green Girl, for that realized wisdom. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. Thank you, Green Girl, and David for writing in, and Rasa Ruska for calling in. The next Sofitov 3-hour workshop will be conducted by Marie on Sunday, March 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time at the Sacred Earth Center. That's at 3131. It's Northwest 13th Street in Gainesville, Florida. The next foundational seminar will be March 25th to 27th in Gainesville, Florida. And the foundational after that, May 13th to 15th in Gainesville.